This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms Nepal's commitment to revitalize South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, whom Minister Ramesh Lekhak says task force will soon be formed to amend constitution. Nepal Airlines domestic flight service grounded due to aircraft shortage and explosion at an ammunition and explosives factory in northwest Turkey kills at least 12 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stated that Nepal has been making efforts to reactivate the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC. The Prime Minister made the remark during a courtesy call by Pakistan's ambassador to Nepal, Abrar Ach Hashmi, at Palwata today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, they discussed various aspects of bilateral relations, including enhancing cooperation in trade, tourism, agriculture, renewable energy, disaster management, education and culture. The Pakistani ambassador in turn expressed Pakistan's readiness to host the SARC summit. He also conveyed that Pakistan is eager to expand cooperation with Nepal on various issues in the future. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says a task force will soon be formed to amend the constitution and the government is making preparation for it. Speaking at the 9th National Conference of the Nepal National Dalit Welfare Organization today, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterated that the constitution would be amended through consensus among all parties. He further stated that the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML will each form separate task forces in the coming days to carry out the necessary work for the amendment. The Home Minister clarified that the amendment is intended to strengthen the constitution, not to undermine inclusiveness. Speaker Devraj Khimire stated that no laws restricting press freedom will be enacted. In his address at a ceremony to present certificates to the newly elected office bearers of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Kathmandu today, the speaker affirmed his commitment to strengthening press freedom. He emphasized that no laws will be introduced that undermine the principles and practices of a free press. Similarly, the newly elected chair of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, pledged to advocate for press freedom and work toward securing the professional rights and safety of journalists. An understanding has been reached to segregate the Bir Hospital and Nepal Academy of Health Sciences. In a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Commission, House of Representatives today, the agreement was reached to separate the two entities in the future. The meeting took place at the Simha Darbar over the bill to amend the National Academy of Medical Sciences 2006. The Nepali embassy in Thailand has rescued five Nepali nationals from Miawari of Myanmar. Four men were sent back to Nepal a week ago with the assistance of Thailand's government agency, IOM, and various non-governmental organizations. A woman was also repatriated to Nepal on Tuesday. The Nepali embassy in Thailand has urged all Nepali citizens to adhere to government procedures and obtain proper labor permits rather than falling victim to the false promises of manpower agencies that assure jobs in Cambodia, Laos and Thailand. The entire domestic flight service of national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation NAC has come to a standstill for lack of aircrafts. The NAC's all domestic flights are off now after the only twin otter plane of the NAC was grounded. Presently, the NAC has two twin otter planes and one of them is grounded for the last 7 months. Spokesperson of NAC, Ramesh Powdel, said that the domestic flights could not take place from Sunday due to technical issues. Spokesperson Portal said that flight service will be resumed soon by fixing the technical glitches, though it was grounded for some time. The NSE was making its flights to the airports in the remote districts, being based in Kathmandu and regional hubs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सबै पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The highlands of the country today witnessed the moderate rain and snowfall due to the influence of a westerly low-pressure system. The Kathmandu Valley also experienced light rain with chilly weather this evening. Meteorologist Rosan Lamichane said that light rain and snowfall were observed in some parts of Sudarpashchim province and a few locations in Karnali province today. The foggy and hazy weather in parts of the Tarai and Kathmandu Valley is expected to persist until Wednesday, with a drop in maximum temperature leading to cold weather. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. An explosion at an ammunition and explosives factory in northwest Turkey has killed at least 12 people and injured 4 others. The BBC cited the governor of the city of Balıkesir, İsmail Ustaglu, as saying the blast happened at 8:25 local time in the capsule production section. Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said the cause was not yet clear, but that authorities had ruled out sabotage. Videos from the scene showed a fireball erupt from the factory, destroying part of the building, followed by plumes of dark smoke. Further footage from the aftermath shows mangled parts of steel littering the surrounding area. The Israeli military is said to be targeting 3 major hospitals in the northern Gaza Strip as doctors and authorities in the enclave request immediate intervention by the international community. According to Al Jazeera, on Tuesday, week-long Israeli attacks intensified on the besieged Kamal Adwan Hospital and Indonesian Hospital in Beit Lahia and the Al-Auda Hospital located east of the Jabalia refugee camp. Hospital director Husam Abu Safiya is cited as saying two explosive-laden unmanned robotic vehicles planted earlier by the Israeli military blew up in the vicinity of Kamal Adwan in the early hours of Tuesday, wounding approximately 20 patients and medical staff. This was the first time Israeli forces used the explosives outside Kamal Adwan, but there have been similar reports of them being used to detonate buildings in northern Gaza. A NASA spacecraft is attempting to make history with the closest ever approach to the sun. According to the BBC, the Parker Solar Probe is plunging into our star's outer atmosphere, enduring brutal temperatures and extreme radiation. It is out of communication for several days during this burning hot flyby, and scientists will be waiting for a signal expected on 28th of December to see if it has survived. The hope is the probe could help us to better understand how the sun works. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light rain at a few places in Sudarpashchim province, Karnali province, Lumbini province and Gandaki province, and at one or two places in the hilly areas of the rest of the country. Light snowfall is likely to occur at a few places of high hills and mountainous areas of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms Nepal's commitment to revitalize South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says task force will soon be formed to amend constitution. Nepal Airlines domestic flight service grounded due to aircraft shortage and explosion at an ammunition and explosives factory in northwest Turkey kills at least 12 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.